Centro Nazionale per gli Esami. Verifica nazionale delle competenze 2019. Lingua inglese. Prova di comprensione dell'ascolto. Ascolterete due testi e contemporaneamente risolverete gli esercizi proposti. Ascolterete ciascun testo due volte. Ora avete un po' di tempo per dare un'occhiata al primo esercizio. Ascoltate prima il testo e risolvete l'esercizio.
Grandpa's shop.
On Fridays, Peter always goes to his grandfather's clock shop after school. In Grandpa's shop, you can find every type of clock you can think of. There are clocks with a bird, dog clocks with wagging tails, cat clocks with big eyes, and many more. A cow clock is interesting because it moos every 15 minutes. It's Peter's favourite clock. There's even a sundial and an hourglass. Grandpa loves all his clocks, especially the pendulum clock. It's in the corner of the shop, next to the entrance. It's a really big pendulum clock and very old. It's even older than Peter's grandpa. Grandpa wants his clocks to have the correct time. If they don't have the correct time, Grandpa can't sell the clocks. Peter doesn't sell clocks in the shop. He sweeps the floor with a big broom or cleans the windows. One day, Peter asked his grandpa, "What is time?" Grandpa looked around and gave Peter a funny look. "No, Grandpa," Peter said, "I know it's 3:15, but what is time?" "Oh," Grandpa said, "nobody can really answer this question. I cannot see or feel time. Time never stops. And I also know that time is too precious to waste. That gives me an idea. The shop is empty, so we can close up early and go for a walk." Grandpa and Peter slowly made their way outside of town, up a hill. When they reached the top, they sat on the ground and admired the view. Suddenly, Grandpa said,
"When you grow up, Peter, you will run my shop."
"Really, Grandpa? But why? What about you?"
"Well, my grandson, there is a time when you have the right to rest and have time for yourself and maybe do some travelling."
"Sounds like a good plan, Grandpa."
Ascoltate il testo ancora una volta e risolvete l'esercizio.
Grandpa's shop.
On Fridays, Peter always goes to his grandfather's clock shop after school. In Grandpa's shop, you can find every type of clock you can think of. There are clocks with a bird, dog clocks with wagging tails, cat clocks with big eyes, and many more. A cow clock is interesting because it moos every 15 minutes. It's Peter's favourite clock. There's even a sundial and an hourglass. Grandpa loves all his clocks, especially the pendulum clock. It's in the corner of the shop, next to the entrance. It's a really big pendulum clock and very old. It's even older than Peter's grandpa. Grandpa wants his clocks to have the correct time. If they don't have the correct time, Grandpa can't sell the clocks. Peter doesn't sell clocks in the shop. He sweeps the floor with a big broom or cleans the windows. One day, Peter asked his grandpa, "What is time?" Grandpa looked around and gave Peter a funny look. "No, Grandpa," Peter said, "I know it's 3:15, but what is time?" "Oh," Grandpa said, "nobody can really answer this question. I cannot see or feel time. Time never stops, and I also know that time is too precious to waste. That gives me an idea. The shop is empty, so we can close up early and go for a walk." Grandpa and Peter slowly made their way outside of town, up a hill. When they reached the top, they sat on the ground and admired the view. Suddenly, Grandpa said,
"When you grow up, Peter, you will run my shop."
"Really, Grandpa? But why? What about you?"
"Well, my grandson, there is a time when you have the right to rest and have time for yourself, and maybe do some travelling."
"Sounds like a good plan, Grandpa."
Il primo esercizio è terminato. Ora avete un po' di tempo per dare un'occhiata al secondo esercizio. Ascoltate il secondo testo e risolvete l'esercizio.
The Astronaut. In April, a NASA crew member, Steve Swanson, made a very long distance call from the International Space Station to chat with middle school students at the Children's Museum of New York.
How big is the International Space Station?
It's the biggest man-made object in space. It's the size of a football field and weighs as much as 320 cars. It can be seen from almost every area. It appears as a white dot slowly moving in the night sky.
Do you have any free time in space?
We do get a little free time. We read books or chat. We even have a gym so we can keep fit. We have a spot on the space station that looks like a glass-bottomed boat with 7 windows that look down on the Earth. Looking out on the Earth is my favourite thing to do.
Do you have any plants on the space station?
I don't, but a few Russian astronauts try to grow onions in a plastic bag with water. I've tried them, and they're delicious.
Do you talk with your family while on board?
Once a week, we get to video chat with our families, and we can email about twice a week. We have a telephone up here and can call just about anywhere in the world. I talk with my son and wife every day.
What types of food do you eat?
You probably think that we eat pills or astronaut food. But in fact, we have all kinds of tasty food, like meat, fish, vegetables, and dessert. Recently, a spacecraft brought us fresh fruit and vegetables, which is rare for us. I still wish we had sushi as a standard food item.
How do you communicate with astronauts from different countries?
The official language of the International Space Station is English, and all astronauts must learn it before they take this job. Sometimes we speak Russian because we spent a lot of time in Russia before going to space. When we have time, we learn other languages too. For example, right now, a new colleague from China is teaching me his language.
How long does it take to change into a spacesuit?
It only takes about an hour to put the spacesuit on, but it takes 4 hours to fully prepare our bodies to adapt from inside the space station to go outside the space station. We have to breathe a lot of pure oxygen before we go out in the low pressure of space and stay there for about 5 hours.
Ascoltate il testo ancora una volta e risolvete l'esercizio.
The astronaut. In April, a NASA crew member, Steve Swanson, made a very long-distance call from the International Space Station to chat with middle school students at the Children's Museum of New York.
How big is the International Space Station?
It's the biggest man-made object in space. It's the size of a football field and weighs as much as 320 cars. It can be seen from almost every area. It appears as a white dot slowly moving in the night sky.
Do you have any free time in space?
We do get a little free time. We read books or chat. We even have a gym so we can keep fit. We have a spot on the space station that looks like a glass-bottomed boat with 7 windows that look down on the Earth. Looking out on the Earth is my favourite thing to do.
Do you have any plants on the space station?
I don't, but a few Russian astronauts try to grow onions in a plastic bag with water. I've tried them, and they're delicious.
Do you talk with your family while on board?
Once a week, we get to video chat with our families, and we can email about twice a week. We have a telephone up here and can call just about anywhere in the world. I talk with my son and wife every day.
What types of food do you eat?
You probably think that we eat pills or astronaut food, but in fact, we have all kinds of tasty food like meat, fish, vegetables, and dessert. Recently, a spacecraft brought us fresh fruit and vegetables, which is rare for us. I still wish we had sushi as a standard food item.
How do you communicate with astronauts from different countries?
The official language of the International Space Station is English, and all astronauts must learn it before they take this job. Sometimes we speak Russian because we spent a lot of time in Russia before going to space. When we have time, we learn other languages too. For example, right now, a new colleague from China is teaching me his language.
How long does it take to change into a spacesuit?
It only takes about an hour to put the spacesuit on, but it takes 4 hours to fully prepare our bodies to adapt from inside the space station to go outside the space station. We have to breathe a lot of pure oxygen before we go out in the low pressure of space and stay there for about 5 hours.
Il secondo esercizio è terminato. La prova di comprensione dell'ascolto è terminata. Ora potete iniziare a risolvere i rimanenti esercizi.